Welcome to Shulam Achshava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakoshom, Lea Basit Zchok. We're holding what we call Modar Samach Beis. In Amud Beis, the Mishnah brings the case of the Pishton that lit the Ner Chanukah. And it says over here that the Ner Chanukah is put outside of the house, is done Bershus, because Ner Chanukah is supposed to be put outside. Now in Shas Mishnayis, this is the only Mishnah that mentions Ner Chanukah. We do not have any other Mishnah that mentions Ner Chanukah. And the mentioning of the Nes of Chanukah, that's for sure not mentioned in Mishnah at all. The word Chanukah is mentioned throughout Shas a few times regarding the time of Chanukah. For example, it says the Bikurim you could bring until Chanukah. So it says the time of Chanukah. But the actual thing that has to do with Chanukah mentions Ner Chanukah only once, and this is our Mishnah. In Sefer Chuta Mishulash, which is somewhat of a biography on the Chasam HaSofer and Rav Kiva Eiger, he brings with here in the name of the Chasam HaSofer, why doesn't Rebbe mention the Mishnah, the Nes of Chanukah? Why are we ignoring Chanukah, the Mishnah? And he answers that Chanukah was done by Chashmonaim. As the Ramban points out in Chumash, the Chashmonaim took over the kingdom, the Melucha of Am Yisrael, and that was something they did Shloi Kedin. The Melucha belongs to Shevet Yehuda. The kingdom belongs to the people from Shevet Yehuda. And the Chashmonaim did something wrong by taking over the Melucha. So the Chasam HaSofer says that that's why Rebbe did not mention the Nes of Chanukah in the Mishnah, because then he will have to mention the Chashmonaim took over. Rebbe, as we know, came from Beis David. He was the Nasi. He is the continuation of Malchus Beis David. So he didn't mention the Nes of Chanukah, which is done by Chashmonaim. So in Tshuvas Mahariatz, which is a Talmud of the Chasam HaSofer, he brings someone and he sends him a question. How can it be that Rebbe did not mention Chanukah because he wasn't happy that the Chashmonaim took over from Malchus Beis David? That's why you don't mention the Nes of Chanukah? Does that make sense? So he explains the Mahariatz, no, what the Chasam HaSofer means to say is the opposite. Rebbe did not mention Chanukah not because of his own covet, the covet of his father, of his Beis Aviv. He didn't mention it because of the covet of the Chashmonaim. He didn't want to embarrass the Chashmonaim by saying, look, they did something wrong. They went ahead and took away the Melucha when not supposed to. As one of the later Sfarim mentions, if you look at the Chuta Mishulash, the quote that the Mahariatz is speaking about, doesn't say that the Chasam HaSofer doesn't say that a Rebbe intentionally removed Chanukah from the Mishnayos. It says that there was a Ruach HaKodesh to remove the Nes from the Mishnah. So according to that, that's much easier. It's not Rebbe's decision. It came from Shemaim, not to mention Chanukah in the Mishnah, because it's embarrassing for Beis Chashmonaim. But the Mahariatz continues, it says, he brings another question. It says, Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnah. In Maseches Megillah, it says that you read the Torah on Chanukah, it says what to read in Chanukah. So you do mention Chanukah in the Mishnah. Says the Mahariatz, that's nothing to do with the Nes of Chanukah. That just tells you about the Kriya Satori that we do, which is the Nesim. Because those days was again Chanukah Migdosh, they did again the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, so that's why you have Kriya Satori that has to do with that. But we're not talking about the Nes of Chanukah. So in the footnote of Binyan Yehoshua was the grandson of the Mahariatz, says, I don't understand, we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Boba Kamat Asach Beis Amud Beis speaks about Ner Chanukah. And Ner Chanukah comes from the Nes. Hi, we didn't mention what happened in the Nes. That's not such a question, says the Binyan Yehoshua. Because you look at regarding Purim, also doesn't mention the Mishnah, what happened with Purim. Just speaks about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So here we speak about Ner Chanukah to tell you about the Nes. So it's not such a question. We do find the Mishnayos that we mention Ner Chanukah. But the Chur, what the Chasam HaSofer means to say is Megillah, we have a Maseches Megillah. Maseches Megillah is dealing with Inyoni Purim. It doesn't mention what happened in Purim. For that we have a Megillah Esther. But it gives you a whole dinim and halachas they have to do with Purim. Chanukah, in the Mishnah, you have nothing. Even though we mention Ner Chanukah by us, Boba Kamo, it's Agav Orcho, because we're speaking about the fire that goes into the house, we mention also Ner Chanukah. But the Shaila is, why didn't Rebbe have more of a focus on Ner Chanukah? And we address this question a little bit in Daf Chov Beis, so we'll go back now and say what's brought down the Bnei Yisroschor. The Bnei Yisroschor does not address this question. But he does ask why, in general, in Divrei Chazal, we don't have a lot about Chanukah. If you look at Sefer HaZoyar, it's barely mentioned. So Bnei Yisroschor goes on to say, based on his Yisoy, that the whole idea of Chanukah is the revelation of Or HaGonus. Or Ganus is the light that Kosh Baruch created in the beginning of Hebrew, and he hid it from the world. And as close as we get to Mashiach, it's slowly being revealed more and more until we get to Mashiach, and then that Or will be revealed. Says the Mei Soschar, that's the reason the earlier generations of Chazal did not mention Chanukah, because we don't speak about Or Ganus, which is concealed, which is hidden. Closer we gain to the Geula, the more and more we speak about Chanukah. So the first time we talk about Chanukah is Gemara. The Gemara is where we mention Chanukah in length. And Kedayan, the Chanukah is one of the Muyadim, and the halachas of Chanukah change and develop from year to year more than any other Moyad. Because Chanukah, the closer we get to the Geula, the more Chanukah you have in the world, the more Oregonos you have in the world. And this Kedayan, we spoke earlier, that this is the remez over here, that we're saying that a candle that usually needs to be inside, on Chanukah, you put it outside. That's what our Mishnah says. You have Rishus to leave the candle outside, which usually needs to be inside. I mean, we talk about the revelation of Or HaGadol, which usually is inside. In Chanukah, it's being revealed outside. That's the Gilui Or HaGadol that belongs to Chanukah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.